Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. With me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I am good. How about you?
I am doing well. And Kelly Goumont, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. I'm glad you're doing well as well.
I'm glad we're all doing well. Yeah. Hey, as long as we're here, I have a couple topics that I think we should dive into. First one, John.
I like how you always say that, like, we're going to just have a casual conversation, when in reality, we all know that what you're doing is you're just going to say a sentence and go. And then John and I are off to the races.
I know. I already have my bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
And and a stopwatch. So after about 20 minutes, I'll say, ooh, we're about out of time.
All right.
There's a reason why it's the John and Kelly show.
Yeah, it's Wednesdays are great because you guys show up and entertain me.
I'm so glad. And I hope we're entertaining you, dear listeners, as well.
Well, everyone keeps coming back. And people like you, so I'm going to go with, yep. Yep, right, you are.
I'll take it. Thanks, all right, listeners.
Okay, so here's where I want to start.
Okay.
John, you're kind of on this kick lately about Siri and artificial intelligence and how this all plays into our lives, and you are equating this to the Wild Wild West. What's up with that?
Remember, everybody has watched Westerns in the days before there was a sheriff. You had some far away authority in the territory that came through town once every 2 weeks. Any of these little frontier towns, and the guys would get drunk on Saturday night and they'd, you know, go shooting up through town, and they would do bank robberies and just make a mess of themselves, and children were pulled off the streets and couldn't play there safely. And, you know, it was kind of like the Wild Wild West, and most every male adult carried a firearm with some level of ability. You know, those who weren't very capable used their firearms for modest self-defense, or for varmints, or for protecting themselves. But
you're talking about actual Wild West, not West World.
Yeah, the Wild Wild West, the American West.
I was all excited there for a minute. Sorry.
And others who were more proficient with their firearms would draw on each other, and from time to time, in petty disputes or maybe even important disputes. And there came a time when that was pretty common. And then as time progressed, we got out of that mode. We kind of grew out of it. We established local authorities, local town sheriffs. There came a time, maybe around the year 1900 in the East and maybe the 20s and 30s out West, when we didn't have to carry firearms routinely anymore. We became civilized. We had courts, judges, local authorities. So we kind of grew out of that Wild Wild West phase. Well, I was thinking about that, and it seems to me with all the things that are going on the internet now, we're kind of in this Wild Wild West phase ourselves with ransomware and viruses and malware. And what do? We kind of play whack-a-mole patching, where, you know, there's this desperate attempt to keep up with the bad guys by patching and patching, and the bad guys keep finding more and more exploits. Mm-hmm. And we give our children iPhones, and they go out with their iPhones into the Wild Wild internet. And what happens? The bad guys draw on them, you know. And we think, yeah, this is not a good situation. You know, it's the same as children playing in the streets with outlaws. So I was thinking that
just
maybe
sounds like CES to me.
Kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, I still don't get how this is supposed to be some faraway foreign place, but I'm from the end of the Oregon Trail, so I can't. So to me, this is a very odd.
So you
analogy.
Didn't get dysentery.
I did not. I did lose an oxen, and progress was slowed. But otherwise, yeah, we made it.
Sweet.
So my thinking, Kelly, is that artificial intelligence might be one way out of this. If we put as much energy into our artificial intelligence agents to help us deal with our computers, had insight into the systems, could munch through and talk to us and say, well, I found this, I found that, don't do this, this is a bad website to go to, a mentor, a companion, instead of knowledge navigator of the old days, we have security navigator. And we have this artificial intelligence agent that doesn't try to sell us things, or we can do that too, or play music or look up sports scores, but actively engage our computers, because, you know, 50 million lines of code is hard. It's opaque. And this is perfect for an artificial intelligence agent to go through and kind of understand the state of your system and constantly look over your shoulder, sort of like an angel on your shoulder, watching what you do, watching the state of the computer system, monitoring traffic as an AI can do. Because the tools we have now are kind of procedural. You know, there's simple malware tools. They scan for digital signatures. But when things go wrong, you know, we're kind of left to our own devices. And so I think it would be a grand challenge on the scale of colonizing Mars or nuclear fusion to develop AI agents that can protect us from this wild, wild west internet. What do you think?
So are you thinking like you're surfing the web and you see a link that looks really intriguing, mm-hmm. and you go to click on it and you hear Siri go, John, that doesn't look like a safe link. Maybe you shouldn't click it.
Yeah, sort of world of trust wrapped into the AI. You know, we have all these discrete tools, web of trust. We have these discrete tools that we use or don't use, come across, come to trust, randomly utilize. The state of our systems is not very coherent. Apple does its best with things like XProtect and things like that, but there's plenty of people need more blunt, more overt assistance, I think, in helping them navigate. They need a companion. And I think an AI agent like Siri to be a full-fledged partner in operating your computer would be a great idea.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm one of the people that, so first of all, I agree with the idea of what you're saying. I don't agree with the execution, because I'm one of the people who has railed against Apple Fisher pricing my operating system since they started doing it in like 10.6 and started taking stuff away. And then every time I upgrade my operating system and I go open something new and I look at something like Disk Utility or something like Console, and I'm like, take the bumpers off my lane, Apple. Like, how do I get back to the thing that I actually know how to use? I understand that that's not for everybody, and I get that. But I want the option to dig in further if I need to get more information about something, or if I know that I'm clicking on something that's shady. Like, I don't need Wayne Knight popping up in the corner of my screen going, ah, ah, ah.
Actually, Kelly, I think AI would help with that, because I think some of the things that Apple does is concern about how people might munge around in their computer and misuse it, or
right. That's why the library folder is gone. That's why it's an act of God to get into a system folder. Sure. That's why I can't get into application support
right.
anymore.
So I think an AI agent would actually help with things like that, because Apple wouldn't have to resort to OS trickery to achieve what they could otherwise achieve through an elegant AI.
Yeah, but here's the thing, is that I don't need my computer to tell me what to do. I tell my computer what to do.
Well, that's because we're
experts, the problem,
but that's other people might not feel that way.
And I understand that. And so the thing I always come back to as a person who's just done tech support for more years than I'm emotionally prepared to admit to is liken your computer to a car. If I took the same concept and applied it to a car, do I know how my car works? Like, conceptually, yes, I do. I understand the concept of the combustion engine, et cetera, et cetera. In real life, day to day, if my car starts making a weird noise, I know enough to either to sort out what it is. Is it making a weird noise because the back door isn't shut? Okay, that's a different thing than something in the engine sounds like it's distressed in some way. And I know enough to take that to a mechanic. And I go up to the mechanic. I'm like, Noel, here's what's going on with my car. What's the deal? Now, the thing is, I have to know enough about the car that I drive in order to make that a possibility. And I feel like a goodly portion of what makes your system work is something we still do not have, which is a fundamental level of... Am I back? There we go.
Welcome back.
Hey, of security... Okay, usually this happens twice and then it stops, so we'll see. People need a fundamental level of security awareness, just like they do with a car. You know, to roll up all the windows, lock all the doors, take your keys with you, don't leave your laptop in the front seat. These are basic security measures that you take to try to keep your car safe. That doesn't mean that you are 100% guaranteed it will not have a window smashed, or it will not.
Mm-hmm.
But
But what that means is cars have been around a long time, so people have developed these sort of personal security measures, and it's things you tell people when they get a car. We don't have that for computers yet. Here's a basic thing you need to do. If you're a Windows user, you turn on Windows Defender. If you're a Mac user, you turn these things on. You make sure that Gatekeeper is at these settings.
That's my point exactly, Kelly, is there's so many things that you need to do that you should do that you don't know how to do. Even if you read Windows Security for Dummies, if you go to that level, and most people don't, you're still not aware of all of the things that you can do. An artificial intelligence agent is perfectly designed to assist you with all those issues. I like the example you gave about the car, because the red warning light comes on and it says engine. Uh-huh. And you look at the red light and you go, what does that mean? How far can I drive? How much danger am I in?
Right.
The car doesn't come back to you and say, you know, I've detected a problem with your oil level. If you drive 10 more miles, your engines are going to seize. You need to stop right now, or you need to get oil in your engine in the next 9.9 miles. No, we don't get that.
And that's because cars have gotten fully Fisher-priced. This is the thing that I hate about macOS, because I see what happened with cars. Remember in the olden days, I used to drive a 1979 Jeep Grand Wagoneer Limited, okay? That car had 27 friggin' lights on the dashboard. There was an oil light and a temperature gauge and a gas light and like four others, and I needed to know what each of them meant. Now you get one and it says engine.
That's
and if you're extra lucky, you have a digital readout that tells you that you have a tire problem, which is different from the engine light going on. Well, and that's
people
and I don't want my computer to do
that. The goal is to get where they need to go and transport. The goal is not to understand their engine. That's why people like Macs, because Macs are for doers and achievers, and Windows are for tinkerers.
But here's the thing, is that I still feel like people need a fundamentally better level of understanding. And I'm not talking about
you're never going to get there with that. You're never going to have a manual that comes with your Mac that says, before you start using your Mac, read the next 60 pages of security info.
No.
You're never going to get there.
No, I'm talking about basics. Like when you get a debit card and your parents explain to you that you don't stand and count $200 worth of money at the ATM alone at night. Basic stuff. Here are things that are disseminated into society as known. Don't count money alone at the ATM at night. Don't leave the windows down and your laptop in the front seat. You know, easy things. That's what I'm talking about. We don't have
every week at Mac Observer, we tell people, keep your system upgraded. Don't run Windows XP. When an Apple comes out with security patches, apply them now. Don't wait.
Right.
And yet people still get caught. An AI agent.
Have their cars broken into, their homes broken into, and they get mugged at ATMs.
There are still going to be people who have problems. I'm not saying that this is a 100% solution, but I think that the fundamental level of intelligence about technology needs to move up a peg before we can have an AI. And to be completely honest, I don't know who's going to build that AI, because Apple's not going to make anything that's Windows compatible, and no other company with the kind of reach that Apple has is going to do it as a gesture of goodwill to users everywhere.
We're already building
Nobody's in it.
Apple's already building an AI. We're building AIs that can drive a car in the middle of a rainstorm with red lights and pedestrians and paint marks that have been worn thin.
Yeah, and if you walk up to an Apple car with an Android phone in your pocket, the doors won't unlock.
What I'm saying is that the AI agents that we're building into our cars are designed to serve us and help us drive more safely. Why can't we have AI agents to help us drive our Macs more safely?
I'm curious if people would be comfortable with something like this, because
I absolutely am not.
All right. So here's where I'm going with this. If an AI system, whether it's Siri or something else, is essentially handholding us and helping us through the rough waters of the internet or whatever else it is that we're doing on our computers, that means that the AI has to be directly monitoring every single thing we do all the time, which means that there's a master computer system somewhere that's monitoring and logging every single thing we do all the time.
But we call it Skynet, Jeff.
It's not talking to the internet. It's just sitting there local doing its thing. It's not reporting to anybody. It's just serving you.
Then how does it know what you're doing is right or wrong?
That's where artificial intelligence research comes in, is that you attack all the problems that are typical and that people need help with. I mentioned in my article about exactly that, Jeff. Our AI agents are going to learn a lot about us. They're already doing that. Alexa knows a little bit of our music preferences and our purchase preferences. As long as these AI agents are going to listen to us and monitor our lives and monitor our needs and wishes and know everything about us, it might as well take the next step and do something positive and proactive for us as well.
I don't think your approach is either positive or proactive in my world. And that's all I'm saying is, for me, I would not want that. I would not turn that on. I would not use it. And I understand that I am not people.
We need a security navigator demo. How it would work, you know, spend some money and do a dummy animation and show people how it would work, and then you'd be convinced.
Maybe. Here's another problem I see. I don't think people want to be told what to do in most cases. And I don't think most people are interested in being educated in most cases, which has nothing to do with whether or not they should be. Take making babies, for example. There's no manual. There's no guidelines. There's no training. It's just people get together and all of a sudden they've got a baby, whether they should have made one or not. And I think that attitude carries over into so many other things that we do in our lives. And I have a feeling a lot of people, they just don't care. And unless you have the user taking an actual interest in having the AI help them, they're either going to never turn it on, or at some point they're going to be looking for the way to turn it off, because it's really annoying having a computerized version of their mom nagging them all the time.
You're putting words in my mouth. I'm not talking about an AI agent that pops up on the screen like Clippy and nags you all the time. I'm talking about an AI agent that scans what's going on with your system. It looks at the ports. It looks at information going in and out. It looks at website traffic. It looks at the fact that you turned off Time Machine to do a podcast and you haven't turned it back on in a week, and you may need to be reminded that your time machine
already tells me that.
So you're talking about something that's a more holistic approach to the entire computer experience.
Right.
And I think parts of that people would be okay with, like the reminders we already get, hey, turn Time Machine back on. Mm-hmm. And hey, you haven't done your software updates lately. There's some important security updates. You should do this.
Or I was scanning your system yesterday and I found file XYZ.T, which is characteristic of a Trojan horse malware that you encountered a while back. And I'm going to go ahead and delete that now and scrub your system.
So it almost sounds more like this would be something like people get a system that comes preloaded with all the applications pre-configured to take care of their needs. So you already have the malware and virus protection utility that's monitoring everything and actively removing potential malicious files.
What started me on this was the Handbrake thing, where there was instructions about how you had to go look for a specific file and delete it. I think Apple X-Protect stopped that at one point. Is that right? But until that happened, you had to manually go in and search for a specific file and delete it. That's 19th century computing. That's whack-a-mole computing. And we shouldn't be doing that in the year 2017.
I think we're going to need a lot more intelligence, because what you're talking about is a proactive system that can learn and adapt to information it didn't previously have, meaning the thumbprint database.
If Watson can read a million pages of oncology research every minute and digest all the oncology research, why can't an entire artificial intelligence agent go out and digest all the security websites and figure out what's going on and be your servant like Watson and know all this stuff ahead of time?
Well, given enough time and money, anything's possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
the grand challenge. It's the grand challenge I propose.
And I think there would be some people that would totally embrace this. And I think there would be other people that would be very resistant because they would feel like this is too intrusive into their personal lives. And
listeners, tell us what you think.
Sure.
Jeff's going to tell you in a minute how to contact us.
Not in a minute. I'm going to tell them right now. So you can shoot us emails. That would be observations@macobserver.com. You can shoot us tweets. That would be @TMODaily. And of course, you can leave comments in the show notes. And I'm actually really curious what level of intrusion or assistance, depending on your perspective, are you comfortable with from an artificial intelligence as part of your computing experience? And I want to know. And we're actually out of time. So seriously, we're out of time.
Did you finish your popcorn, Jeff?
I did. And it was really good. I make my own and it's really good. Anyhow, so we are out of time. So we're going to have to wrap up. And my guess is because of the way Apple is progressing with their artificial intelligence efforts, companies they've bought recently, like Lattice Data, we're going to be seeing some very interesting things coming from Apple. And it's going to give us some really interesting topics to discuss or debate or fight about, whatever. We're all family. We can do it all here. So anyhow, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a blast.
It was a lot of fun. John, thank you for being here as well.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And actually, thanks to both of you, because you made my job so easy today. All I really had to do was set it up and sit back. And sometimes it's fun to get to listen more than I talk on a show. And so thank you for that. It was a fun discussion. And listeners, let me know what you think, because I am genuinely interested and I have no doubt that John and Kelly are too. So send me messages.
Bye, yes. Kelly.
Bye, John.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.